Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Prayer prevails in the U.S. House. The U.S. District Court recently dismissed a lawsuit brought by Dan Barker, an atheist and co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is a good decision, Holly. This is a rabid, frankly, angry atheist who hates God, hates Jesus. His whole point in life is to literally destroy and wipe out anything related to God. I know that from having debated this individual. He wanted to become a guest chaplain for an opening session of the U.S. House of Representatives. Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, said no.
I guess we use the word Barker chaplain then, in quotation marks,
yeah,
right?
Well, because he wouldn't have given a prayer.
Right.
He would have given a rant against Jesus and God.
It'd be tragic.
When I was dean of Liberty University School of Law, Dan Barker was invited to debate me, and he came to the law school, and the issue was the role of the Ten Commandments in American law and government. That was, I was taking a position that it played a significant role. He was taking a position that it played no role. And the flip of the coin was he was going to speak first, so he gets up. Instead of addressing the subject matter, he goes into this long, angry, blasphemous rant against Jesus and God. And, you know, it was unbelievable. The students were very respectful. They didn't interrupt him. They were shocked, but they got a chance to see this angry atheist in person.
That's so sad, Matt, because he used to be in the ministry. He used to apparently follow God, and then whatever happened, he turned the other way. So he tried to use this case, the town of Greece, to argue his point that he should be allowed to quote-unquote pray and open the House of Representatives meeting, but a smart judge ruled otherwise.
Yeah, the town of Greece doesn't say that any person from the community can force their way into a public setting to pray.
Right.
That's what he was trying to do. And in fact, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, in their letters to governmental entities, every time I've seen their letters, they've misrepresented the law. They don't cite controlling precedent, or they misconstrue precedent that's out there, just like he was trying to misconstrue the Supreme Court case of Town of Greece versus Galloway.
Yeah, it doesn't reference atheists or anything like that. People
no, in
don't
fact,
believe in
what
God.
That was is the Supreme Court previously had made a decision some years ago that prayer at the state legislative level was constitutional, and they basically went back to the beginning of prayer in this country, that it predated the Constitution. This is what the founders did before there was a Constitution or a First Amendment, back to Benjamin Franklin during the Constitutional Conventions, where the meetings were falling apart. Revolution had just ended. Now we're trying to figure out what kind of form of government we're going to have, and nobody could agree. And as people were leaving and basically discouraged, Benjamin Franklin gets up and he gives that famous speech about a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without God's notice. Can an empire rise without his aid? And he then pleaded with the people there to pause. Remember that when they were in the revolution, they prayed daily for God's guidance. And God did guide and protect them, and they needed to continue to do that as a regular basis. And as a result, they ceased their debates. They gathered for several days of prayer, came back. Eventually, the Constitution was written and adopted. And from then on, every time they meet, they pray. So the First Amendment coming after that could not have overruled what the founders actually created. And so that's the Supreme Court decision. Town of Greece comes in later to say, because some people said, well, that's for the state level, for the U.S. government level. But what about for the city and county level? And some people were saying it doesn't apply there. So Town of Greece, no, went down to the city local government level and said, no, that's constitutional as well. But it didn't say that anybody from the community who wants to pray can force their way onto the platform. And that's what Dan Barker was trying to do.
Right. So for 240 years, the House of Representatives has opened with prayer, and they seek God's guidance. You know, this is what this country is founded upon, prayer to Almighty God. And after this ruling, House Speaker Paul Ryan, who was named a defendant in this in this case, praise this judge's ruling, saying, since the first session of the Continental Congress, our nation's legislator has opened with a prayer to God. I am grateful that the People's House can continue to begin its workday each day as we have for centuries, taking a moment to pray to God.
And now more than ever, we certainly need to do that and come together in unity in the country. And the judge in this case said that this Dan Barker could not piggyback on the town of Greece and demand that the House allow a quote-unquote prayer to whatever he wanted. And the judge goes on to say, contrary to Mr. Barker's hopeful interpretation, town of Greece did not reference atheists, who are, by definition, non-theist, who do not believe in God or gods, but any minister or layman who wished to give a prayer. And so he wasn't wanting to give a prayer when he wants to become a so-called, quote, guest chaplain, close quote. He was going to do the same thing that he did at Liberty University School of Law when I was dean there. He was going to get on the platform, and he was going to give this angry, blasphemous rant against God. And that's not prayer. That would be using the platform for something completely different. That's what he wanted. I know from a personal experience what he would do. I've seen it. It shocked me when he came to a religious school, Christian school like Liberty University, and in that venue had no shame to dodge the issue of the subject matter for which we were going to debate and use that as a platform to blaspheme Jesus Christ and to talk about how evil God is. I got up after he finished his rant and ultimately said that the God that he just described, I don't recognize. But that's exactly what he would do. This organization, they in their media say that they're a free thought, they're a separation of church and state organization. No, they're not. They're an angry, atheist, very activist organization that wants to punish Christians and anything related to God they want to remove. And any platform that's available for prayer, they want to ultimately come in and take it over. That's exactly their MO.
You know, I just praise God for this judge and for this ruling that the House of Representatives is allowed to continue this important, crucial tradition. And, you know, just a reminder to pray for people like Barker. I mean, think about if he came to know the Lord as we know him, think about the good he could do instead of the destruction that he goes around doing all this blasphemy actions.
Well, and you know, we oftentimes look at somebody like Dan Barker and we look in our human perspective about this person is just unredeemable.
Right.
But nobody's unredeemable.
Think of Saul. He was murdering Christians.
Saul was murdering Christians.
God turned him around and look at that.
On the road to Damascus, he ultimately met the risen Lord Jesus Christ,
right,
who he was persecuting. And the voice came, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And it was at that moment that he was radically changed.
That's right. And, you know, we at Liberty Counsel, we defend these particular cases against some of these organizations that are fighting. You think Christmas is coming up and these nativity scenes are going to try to fight those to be taken away from public property and et cetera, et cetera. But yet when it comes to it, we as Christians are called to pray for these people who don't know the Lord and haven't experienced his love and grace.
Absolutely. Because but for the grace of God, there we would go as well. So continue to pray for the leaders of that organization. We'll continue to fight them on these policy issues. We're certainly not going to lay down and let them just rewrite American history and persecute Christians and try to remove Judeo-Christian symbols and values. You know, in fact, as you mentioned, Holly, Christmas is coming up, and sometimes even though it's still early in the process, we don't think about it until it becomes too late. Some of these things are in the process right now where cities and school boards are considering what to do with regards to Christmas pageants or songs that the students will do or displays that they will
nativity
do.
Nativity scenes and public properties, yeah.
We have information on that. It's all part of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign to provide education and, if necessary, litigation to make sure that the viewpoints, the Christian religious viewpoints of Christmas, are not censored. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or you can call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776. Ask for some of our Christmas brochures and information, or go to lc.org. Become proactive, because I can guarantee you, groups like the Freedom From Religion, Dan Barker, they're already out there thinking who they're going to target, letters are going to send. So begin to educate your local officials in the schools and city and county governments before it's too late. For more information, call us today or go to the website, lc.org. Remember to not only pray for Liberty Counsel as well, but for all of our cases and clients, and remember to support Liberty Counsel with your regular financial contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.